Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? Oh, so very good to see your energy, your light, your brightness. For those of you whom we do not know, we are at Ronda. And we bring with us an entire council of beings of light that are here with us. As you understand, Vessel Marilyn has lots of gooey stuff on her lips. As you know and breathe into that energy of your own mastery, we want you to know, as our dear friend Lee Carroll said, it wasn't always the way it is right now. It has been a journey for Lee and for our divine vessel, Marilyn, to come to this point, to just let go of whatever is standing in her way for her own abilities, not even knowing what those abilities were. If she would have thought that I was one of her best abilities, she might have run screaming out into the night, huh? And yet here we are. Because we came to this planet, we came to this dimension from other realms, the angelic realm, to assist, to be present with you, to acknowledge the mastery that is within you. Breathe that in, dearest. Breathe it in. For you see, it is only your own belief in your old programming that is stopping you. Those of you who have stepped into their empowerment, those of you that have stood up, we can list hundreds of you that have stood up and said, "This is who I am and this is what I'm doing." Know that the biggest judgment came from you, not from someone else. If you are acknowledging love, if you are acknowledging the presence of the divine that is within you, others will feel that as well, whether they know anything about you or not. That is what has happened with all of the masters of this planet. That is what has happened, is when they began, no one knew that the prince who became the Buddha, as he was sitting underneath a tree, thinking, "I'm just going to sit here for a while and see what happens," no one knew that he would become wisdom walking around in a human body. No one knew when Master Yeshua was born, except for maybe his immediate family, that he was love. Walking around in a human body, love and compassion. With that, miracles happen. The divine creator, source of all that is, has sent many messengers to this planet. Krishna, Allah, Buddha, Yeshua. Lee, Marilyn, Diane, Kathy, Thomas, Timothy, Warren. We could name all of you. You are messengers for this planet. You are this evolutionary step. You are the channels that are coming in and awakening, which is why divine Elon and Lee got together to create this event for you, to awaken that part of you that maybe was dormant for a time. Or maybe you didn't realize that that gift was buried inside of your heart. The key is for you to understand who you are and stop trying to play small. We see you. You are taller than you think you are. We see you. We acknowledge that energy and that vision and that connection and that flow of divinity that is within your heart. So, dearest beings of light, we plead with you to be who you are and do your part on this planet. Do your part on this energy. Do your part. Play your part. Because play can be work. That is why they call it plerk. You see, there's always going to be antithesis. There's always going to be something that pushes back. To some, that represents duality. But it is really not duality. It is really a part of the flow of the divine nature of oneness. And that is you. You are the one. You see, if Michelangelo, when he started chiseling away on that piece of marble, would have said, oh, I don't know what I'm making. I may not make it right. It may not look good. I made a mistake here. I'm going to cut this part off. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. He may have never finished that beautiful work of art. So what work of art are you creating right now? Think of it as sort of chiseling away in a pain-free way, if possible. But if it's not possible, there might be a little pain with it. Think of it as chiseling away those parts of yourself that no longer serve and integrating them, not ripping them out. You don't want to lose parts of yourself. You're magnificent. Instead, you wish to integrate them. Integrate them so they're no longer in charge of your decision-making process. Integrate all of those old programs that blocked your natural instinct for intuition, blocked your natural instinct to be the light that you are. For you see, dearest beings of light, as you channel in the way that you are here to channel, it may not be the way the vessel Marilyn channels, or Lee Carroll, or anyone else channels, or Prageet, or Peggy Phoenix Dubrow. It may not be the way they are. You may be channeling a picture. You may be channeling a painting. But you see, that is a part of your gift from the divine. We ask you, why would you not use that gift from the divine? Because it is the divinity flow within you. It is almost like a little dance that you can do, the divinity flow within you. Huh? When you do that divinity dance, The energy radiates out beyond you. And all who enter your field feel it. All. And they begin to do the divinity dance as well. And maybe that's how we can get together and divinity dance closer than 6 feet, huh? You see, everything is possible. You are energy. We are energy. Everything is. And aside from energy, everything is intention. And with that intention to be all that you are, breathe into that. I put your hand on something sacred and repeat after us, huh? I am a magnificent being of light, and divinity is flowing through me to assist with the evolution of this planet. Even though I may not understand all of the details, I am still willing to step up to the plate and be the light that I know I am, because I am magnificent. Breathe into that. How does that feel, eh? That keeps you in that slipstream we've been talking about in other sessions with the Divine Cryon. That keeps you in that divinity flow so you can do the divinity dance. And one day, we will dance together, you and us. And it will be a beautiful experience. And we will think back on this time and think, remember when we did this? Remember when this worked and that worked? Remember when we realized the internet was great, but it doesn't always work? Remember when? And breathe into the joy of that. As you're stopping to say, well, what if this happens? Because what if doesn't exist? Instead, we are here right now, breathing into the joy that the universe has in store for us. Because we are, as you are, the next evolutionary step of compassion, benevolence, gratitude, appreciation. That is what we ask of you. Be who you are. Be all that you are. Be the love that you are. And for that we are grateful. We honor you. We see you. We know you. We feel you. And we love you. And we bid you namaste. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. Adiranda speaks so wisely, dear ones, about the identical things we teach. Channeling should have a coherence between channelers if they are channeling in the same field. And that field we speak of is not something out in the field, in nature. It is a field that surrounds all of you, which is filled with love, compassion, the creative source, the place the channeling comes from. Channeling comes from so many sources, you might say, but the field is a multidimensional source of potentials on this planet that are tempered by the love and the compassion of spirit. It goes beyond that thing you call the veil and touches the face of the Creator. This is where it comes from, dear ones. And if you hear channeling that some say they are doing and it's filled with fear or ego, or ask you to do inappropriate things or follow a certain rule set, beware. They're not channeling from the field. This field we speak of is starting to be more coherent and recognizable by old souls. There are those who are watching these 3 days that are very old in the soul department. Those who would be interested in coming for an all-day event of meditation and channeling would have a maturity that perhaps others would not when it comes to spiritual things. Maturity that comes from experience, training, teaching, being taught, and many lifetimes. It doesn't make an old soul a better person than a young soul would be. It simply means they've been around a number of times. They have more experience. Just like you would view those who have been through school and those who have not. Both beautiful human beings, both intelligent. But the ones who have graduated would have more experience, and you'd go to them for their wisdom. This is the old soul. This is, in general, who is watching this right now. I want to tell you something that actually started a number of years ago, but that has every bit of a meaning of today. It is something that we expected, that we have not spoken of necessarily before. There are many of you old souls who are watching this who would consider yourselves channelers, intuitives, and healers. And you are. And there's no question. Some of the things that the teacher Marilyn was saying today are things you've been through instead of something new. But she gives a review for you so you'd recognize yourself in her teaching. Perhaps you consider yourself one who is receiving information right now. That's a trite way of saying that the intuition that is generated from the field comes into you in a multidimensional way and fills you with potential and information. There are those of you sitting on information right now that you feel is new, beautiful, profound, and something the world needs to know. There are those sitting there right now and they say, how could he know that that's me? And the reason is because it's not just you, dear one. It's so many on the planet who would watch a meeting like this. You're getting information that you've never seen written down. Some of the information you might even call light language, some of it is dimensionality that no one has spoken of. You're starting to see that with perhaps chakra balances and areas of the human body within the areas that you've studied, or that go way beyond the areas that are classically chakra balance areas. So you are one, perhaps, to seeing the extension for the first time of the human Merkaba. That Merkaba, which is that field around a human being that has been known even since the Old Testament in 2 Kings when Elijah exposed it to Elisha, who was writing it down. Here's what it looks like. Here's what it is. A huge field of white light energy that he saw, up to 8 meters wide. And there are those right now listening to that are starting to identify that. What does it look like? What are the patterns? What are the colors? What are the colors that cannot be seen with the human eye? What are the frequencies, if you wish to use that word, that follow a pattern of sound and color? What is the dance within the Merkaba that no one has ever seen? And there is movement, dear ones. It's not static. It dances. And some of you are seeing it. And some of you are starting to report it. Some of you are seeing it and going within and taking the information because it's planetary. You're seeing Gaia for the first time in all of its layers. And the reaction you've had is to sit and be quiet with Gaia and meditate all day long for those who sit upon Gaia, the human race itself. We speak of those who meditate and channel every day, perhaps misunderstood because there are others around you and say, what good is this doing anyone? They don't understand that it goes right into the planet and the planet speaks to you and the planet raises a vibration because there are so many of you willing to sit and be quiet and see that you've never seen and no one else has seen. It is the beginning of new sight. These are the things that we have spoken of, except we've never been precisely attuned to those old souls who are awakening. It's a bridge. It's a bridge that is now crossable and is opening. What happens when this planet starts to be still and there's no activity and there's very little pollution and all of those things that are now quieted for a moment in time? And in that space, all of these things start to flow to the old soul, which couldn't get through before. Are you starting to recognize and realize perhaps some of the reasoning behind what is taking place on this planet and why it is quieted? Only for a while, dear ones, this will be over. But right now, in this place of stoppedness, things are starting to fly through that veil into the old soul's intuition. The pineal is starting to be very active and start giving visions to those who are apt to see visions, who are the vessels for it and the channels for it and the healing and healers for it. New processes are starting to occur, even to the healers who have been doing this for 40 years and more. They're going and they're sitting back and they're going, oh my. Have I missed that? How did this happen? There was more all along, because this is what happens when you quiet yourself, healer, and you start to look upon your own work, and you start to see that it may even be bigger than you thought. It's beautiful. It's like a change of channels from one frequency to another that you're starting to learn about and move toward and within. But let me give you something that you should know. Dear human who has experienced these things, I want to give you something that you should know. You are still a three-dimensional human being. Some say you're in 4D, for the fourth D, according to science, is time. So actually, you walk around in 4D, and everything beyond that is a multidimensionality which is starting to occur to so many of you. You're starting to smell it, to hear it, to feel it. Be aware of this. There's going to be a tendency for those of you receiving this kind of information to simply record it. And what I mean by this is, what if I said to you, look at this multidimensional building, look at this, look at these beautiful colors, I would like to tell you about it, I'll write it down, I'm going to draw it, I'm going to sing about it, I'll do all these things, and you say, well, that's beautiful, and you say, okay, there's another one over here. Take a look at this other one over here. It's a multidimensional building and has all of these things. And look at the various forms you've never seen before. And before you can get to the first one, the second one, and then the third one, and the fourth one, and then when you're done, and you say, this is my contribution to the planet, and then you rest. And all those who are looking and seeing are saying, what a beautiful picture. What do I do with it? Here's what I want to tell you. I want you to stop for a moment and go inside. Every one of you who has come to the conclusion that there's more, and then the light language and all of the interdimensionality and the multidimensional things you're seeing and all the colors and the layers and all, stop for a moment. And I want to tell you something. With every single one of them comes additional information that floats underneath. And you can't simply move to the next one and say how beautiful, or report it, or draw it in a book, or even sit and meditate on it. Every single one of them comes with, are you ready? Action. Every one of them. If I told you, look at this beautiful building, isn't that wonderful? Now here are the plans to build it. You didn't know that, did you? Every single vision you have has something that complements it, that also comes with it for you. It comes with it for you to teach, because you're the ones who are seeing it. But because of this four-dimensional linearity, you don't see that. That is not something you're used to having. You see the picture. You see the concept. You see the colors, and you hear that which you hear or taste it, and you move on, not understanding that underneath that is all the data, the beauty of an actionable item comes with every single layer that you're seeing and you're teaching. An actionable item. So with all of those, dear ones, I want you to go backwards and start understanding. How do you build it? What does it mean? Truly, how does a human being use something that you see? Because that's the only reason you see it. Shall I see that again? Shall I say that again? You are not giving second sight. You are not being given second sight just because you're a nice old soul. You're being given second sight so you can teach it, so you can talk about it and write about it and explain it. Here is what it means. So Elijah walks into a field in 2 Kings and turns into light, and his Merkabah shines and goes. And it could stop there. But instead, there's more teaching. What does it mean? What is a Merkabah? What is it for you? What do you do with it? How do you use it? What's in it? Instead of simply reporting how beautiful it is and seeing it go to the sky, it becomes an actionable item to teach. What are the shapes around it? What is the geometry around it? There are teachers, dear ones, who have given these things for years. When the teacher Peggy Phoenix Dubrow, who you saw earlier today, saw the cosmic lattice for the first time in her mind's eye, in that vision that she had, she simply didn't see it, have an artist draw it, animate it, and move on. What came with it was teaching. Phases and phases. What does it mean? How do you use it? What's the next step? What does it really call for within a human being? What's the finish line here? What do you do? And those who are being given these second sights, dear ones, right now, I'm telling you, have something you should know about, because in there is an encapsulated message of what do you do with it? What is the actionable item? How do you use it? What does it mean? And sometimes it's not work. Sometimes, be ready, you've hit a layer of love or a layer of compassion or one that says, just sit here and feel this before you go to the next one. But it's still actionable. There are things to do with every single second sight you have. Every color, every shape, every language, every light. That is the task of the old soul this day. First, to know it. Second, to discover it. And third, to reveal it. These are the things which are new today, which you're starting to see, which are different from yesterday or the day before, that belong to those who are watching this program and more. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. I am in love with humanity for good reason. Welcome to the shift, the real shift. You'll get through this and more. And a year from now, perhaps, or later, I'd like to gather with you again and say, now, tell me what you learned, dear one. And speak about the song that is singing right now, which has your name in it. Because there's no accident you're here. No accident. And so it is.